All right. Lots of cars. What? Are these people doing? That car is sideways, blocking a lane. That's bad. Are you fucking shitting me? Oh, whatever. With that, let's take it to the Calgary Stampede.
Equestrian drill teams have an even tougher task, especially when they attempt the pinwheel maneuver. Drill team expert Wayne Williams.
How fast you're bringing it around, and all the horses in the middle of that line have to continually adjust between the outside and inside horse. They are always looking whether they have to speed up or slow down, and if anybody tries to adjust the pace other than the outside horse, you're going to get a line that looks pretty crooked. The inside pivots at whatever rate they can, but the outside horse is what's setting the pace on that.
Ideally, the inside horse should be simply rotating in place. Depending on the number of horses and size of the pinwheel, the outside horse may be galloping full out. To learn more, visit thehorseshow.com. I'm Rick Lamb, and this has been the Horse Show Minute by Safely.
Texas is full of small towns, big hearts, and millions of miles of country.
Millions of miles.
I'm Phillips, and each week on Texas Country Reporter, we wind our way down the back roads, finding places and people that truly are one of a kind. So why don't you hop in and travel with me every weekend at 10 a.m. Sunday. Texas Country Reporter, right here on Rural Radio, Channel 80.
Rural Radio.
Sirius XM.
Rural.
Hi, this is Isaac Hayes, and you're listening to The Horse Show with Rick Lamb. Can you dig it?
My guest is Hank Curry,
what?
Who runs the Warm Springs Correctional Facility Mustang Gentling Program in Nevada.
What
are the particular challenges that you faced in running a program like this over the years? Anything that comes to mind?
Actually, it becomes kind of like a team. We have usually from 15 to 20 trainers, and to get the guys to interact with each other, help each other, respect each other, that's a challenge.
So may not be used to working as a team then.
Right. And that's one of the things that I ask them. Can you take instruction from another inmate?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes their pride won't let them. If they don't, then I don't need them in the program because there's so much going on that I can't do everything. And amazingly, the guys become better trainers by becoming instructors themselves because you have to reanalyze things and be able to explain what's going on.
Absolutely. The best way to check your own understanding is sometimes trying to explain it to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Do you find yourself becoming kind of attached to some of these guys that you work with as you see them grow?
No, they're scum. They're prisoners. They're scumbags.
Oh, yeah, somewhat. You know, you get used to seeing a guy there every day, and some of them have great personalities.
Some of them are murderers.
Some of them make it hard. Some of you kind of like to wave goodbye.
Goodbye and good luck.
Yes, have a nice time. Have a nice life, wherever it is.
I've heard stories of some of the guys being fairly attached to the horses that they train. And
oh, yeah.
It's a little tough for them to say goodbye to the horses.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these guys never even had a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider a horse, it's somebody you can share a secret. He's not telling anybody. he's somebody you can rely on daily. Horses are honest with you, whether you're honest with yourself or not. The horse will make you honest.
What would you like to see for the future of this program?
Well,
the idea is catching on, by the way. There are a lot. You're not the only ones that's doing this. Colorado's got a great big program in Canyon City. There's one in Hutchinson, Kansas. There's, I guess, new ones being started up in a lot of different states.
Right. We've been actually, I guess, analyzed by quite a few programs. We've had a program from Oregon come, and supposedly they're starting one, and they're starting another one in Utah. And they both came and kind of used ours as a prototype for it.
Yeah. Is there a challenge? I know everything kind of drops down to the bottom line at some point. Is there a challenge actually making this a profitable part of the operation? Is that one of the challenges?
Well,
you guys have somehow figured out how to do that.
Yeah, we've actually created a new market. And what I'm proud of is when the sale's over.
Prison rodeo.
I can honestly say I was honest with you. I was talking about this earlier. The honest used car dealer.
Yes.
We try to tell you about the horse. We don't want to take a horse that's a handful and give him to a little kid. And that's not our goal. It's not just to sell horses. We want horses placed in a home where they're going to be happy and the people are going to be happy with them.
And in just a few moments here, we will have the actual adoption or auction, however you want to look at it, begin. How many different horses are being put up for adoption today?
Well, we have 13 of the trained horses that are saddle trained.
Okay.
And then we have also have a burro.
A burro, yes. Harriet, Harry burro.
Yes, she is.
How did she end up in this program?
Well, actually, BLM approached us this spring about gentling a burro. That one was actually raised on a bottle. And so it wasn't a lot of trouble gentling her, but we trained her to lead, and she loads in the trailer. You can pay up her feet, and just taught her basic ground manners. That one went over real well. And
the money tell me noodles and a pasta. The money tell me tuna and a lobster. They want to do me M&M like a monster. 5 a.m. I'm on the north side of Philly.
She get up, rush from the cushion, the loud so bitter. The crowd don't miss her when she enters in the room, and she loves it when they zoom on the big ass titties. You with me? You with me? Perry and Henny with Cindy and Laura from Florida, Florida from Philly. Man, this really just a portion of
I guess portion just of the weed and the clothes and the cars and the hoes and cars and the hoes. I guess it's just the weed and the clothes and the cars and the hoes, man. Cars and the hoes. I guess it's just the weed and the clothes and the cars and the hoes, man. Cars and the hoes. I guess it's just the weed and the clothes and the cars and the hoes, man. Cars and the hoes.
Crumbling herb, call me Big Green Thumbs. Got an ape in the tongue of my SB skunks. I'm the six man, had doobies and wristbands. We cop.
Nope. No.
Live performance by a musical group. But for the record, the guys have denied these rumors, and they insist that they will never play another live show following the death of Adam MCA Yacht. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Guns. Get an FU every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
Administrator Dolcini says if 2014 enrollment is any indication, MPP has a well-received risk management tool among dairy producers.
We saw in the first sign-up lots of participation from dairy operations, large and small, folks from the New England area.
It is time to play Zane Lowe's world record. What up, Zane? These guys started off in a garage and ended up with a Grammy nomination. Their third album, Currents, comes out in a week and a half. Tame Impala, the less I know, the better. It's Zane Lowe's world record. It's B20, you're locked in a request to Travis Mills.
I get tired of things. I'll admit it, I'm the one slowing down. I'd make it out there on Fury Road. You know what I think that movie was missing? More weirdness. Like not enough tubes coming off someone's head. You know what I mean? like the people weren't repellent enough. Like I wasn't sure. Wait, is this guy supposed to be a repellent? I'm not sure yet. He's got skin tags all over the place, and he's drooling on himself, and he's spray painting himself in the face, and he's got a giant breathing apparatus, and
we're live streaming a live stream.
Tattoos. Sure, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be feeling about this character. Come on, Fury Road, tighten it up. Me and AP Mike got places to get to be. Think Mike's got time for that now? Speaking of which, Mike will be actually selling copies of Fury Road on Fury Road. out of trunk, as they say in the bootlegging industry. Out of trunk. Man, technology ain't working for old Tommy tonight. First thing that went wrong with the stream, Dudio was painting a portrait there with technology, like I've never seen someone do before or since. It was like a modern-day Da Vinci. Then I got the echo chamber going off my computer box. I tried to play a couple songs. Who do we hear there? We heard John Lee Bonley.
Is that it?
John Lee Bonley. That's right. From the album put together on the 12XU label, we heard I Don't Mind. Great album. Before that, actually starting us off, we heard part of a Destroyer song from the Five Spanish Songs EP, which I pulled the plug on because of echo issues. Suddenly it was like the echo. It's like, what do we got going here? Is this poor strong factory in the up in here, right? There's one for my Japanese noise people. Make a joke for them. Are my Japanese noise people in the house?
Rich homie Quan. Flex.
Friday, sunny and 29 degrees. Saturday, beautiful day, sunny and 29. And for finals on Sunday, cloudy, chance of showers and 25 degrees.
So it's going to be freezing fucking cold.
Jessica Hoy, seasoned broadcaster and longtime Chuck Wagon broadcasting colleague. Thank you so much. The Calgary Stampede Weather, presentation of Tracy Warrington with Real Estate Professionals, Inc. Looking for a new home or relocating to the Calgary region? Contact
yes.
Tracy. She's at 403-710-4892.
Okay.
Or you can visit TracyWarrington.com. Kim Turney is next on the Jacuzzi Calgary roving microphone right here on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
So
at
many
Sifri
sponsors.
Equine Health, we are committed to helping your equine athlete with the help of the Equine ProScope 360, the most advanced microcurrent technology, and regular dental maintenance. Your horse can perform at their best. Whether it's a competitive edge or just optimal health for your equine, C3 Equine Health has all of your needs covered professionally and affordably. Visit us online at c3equinehealth.ca or call 780-242-2151. C3 Equine Health, proud supporter of the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
The Dawson Creek Fall Fair starts with a grandstand performance by Dallas Smith on August the 4th. The WCA and
Dawson's
the WPCA
Creek Fall
start
Fair what?
On August 5th, gunning for Sunday's Joe Loomis Dash for Cash. Wrangler Pro Rodeo contestants take on Kessler
Pro
Rodeo with a stock starting on the 7th. When wagon and rodeo action stops, the watering hole starts every evening from Wednesday to Saturday. Sprinkle in some light and draft horse events, season with the West Coast Amusements Midway and fireworks, and you've got the perfect mix for the greatest show in the piece. There's more information on the Facebook site or DawsonCreekFair.com.
Kurt Benzmiller is proud to follow in the wagon wheel tracks.
Oh, it's on the Facebook site,
generations.
You know.
We appreciate all our WPCA Tour sponsors, fans, and friends for their ongoing support throughout the Chuck Wagon season. We thank the Soutina Nation for their continued sponsorship at the Rangeland Derby, and your support helps make our racing success possible. The Benzmiller Racing Team, proud supporter of these Chuck Wagon Radio Network broadcasts.
everybody. This is Jimmy Stewart inviting you to join me every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the Saturday Night Polka Party with yours truly. And by the way, they repeat that same show every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Saturday night. Again on Sunday morning, it's the Saturday Night Polka Party. Yours truly, Jimmy Stewart, only on Channel 80.
A great Western tradition. The Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. Live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Wonder if I can get that polka show on demand on the SiriusXM app, you know?
Kip Turnier joining us on the Jacuzzi Calgary roving microphone. What
Jacuzzi
kind
Calgary
of
roving microphone.
Can we expect race night number five, Kim?
Hello, Arnie and crew. Well, we're expecting about the same as we had last night. The
drunk people
really good,
acting badly is what we're expecting.
Again, very firm and fast. It's going to, I know I said last night that we would break track record. I'm hopeful that maybe that will happen tonight.
And those track records are like a 109. Jason Glass actually turned in a brand new track record earlier this week. Pretty exciting, Kim.
Yeah, it is, actually, and who's to say if there isn't the right barrel draw tonight that says somebody's going to come away with a new track record. We'll see.
Jason Glass, of course, the 2013 Calgary Stampede champion. The current champion is Kurt Benzbeller. Roving microphone presented by Jacuzzi Hot Tubs.
Sadly, it would appear that the Jimmy Stir radio show is not available on demand.
Visit JacuzziCalgary.com. Jacuzzi Calgary, the greatest outdoor hot tub on earth.
Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies presents
Hoof and Nail.
A Moment in Time with Joe Carpery.
When the wagons rolled into Calgary in 1957, along was the genuine contender.
All right, I gotta stop looking at my phone.
Calgary Stampede Championship. Names like Bill Greenwood, Bill Pollard, Dale Flett, Bob Cosgrave, and Tom Dorchester were all having fine years. And ready for the challenge.
Oh, there's a good chuck wagon race. I drank myself blind and woke up in a stable, fully naked, covered in horse feces.
On day two, actually, for the first time in history,
fucking, I don't know, shit.
A rerun of a race.
They reran the race because I ran out on the track covered in horse dung, rolling around, shouting about, I see Lucifer. I had to murder the devil, you see, is the whole thing here. Of course, the devil wasn't really there, I don't think, but those horses certainly were. They trampled me. The chuck wagon ran over me and crushed one of my testicles and three of my ribs.
But it was Dale Flett who held a slim lead over defending champion Lloyd Nelson.
Lloyd Nelson jumped off his wagon to try to help me, and they decided to rerun the race. I was still completely blotto, just no idea what was happening. Even after the injury, just was shouting about the devil attempts to steal my soul. I just wanted the horse feces washed off me. I got rinsed off and carted off in an ambulance. I've been clean ever since. Clean of horse feces, I should say. Not just everything's going okay around these parts here. And they reran the race, and the Calgary Stampede was fine. I don't know. They forgot about it mostly, and the horse dung was covering my genitals, so the children didn't see it. They forgave me. It was fine. And here I am, talking to you on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Brought to you by Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies.
By Hoof and Nail Supply Place. Get the horse done. It's fine.
And we'll have more wagon chatter brought to you by the WPCA, and we'll have John Kennedy, Leo Turnier, Norm Braybrook joining us on the program. It's coming your way from the Calgary Stampede on this After the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Wearing the wrong shoes can lead to muscle soreness, pain, even back disorders. You can easily slip your ill-fitting shoes off, but what about your horse? Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies is your number one supplier of horseshoes, farrier tools, and hoof care products. You
hoof
can count
care.
On Hoof and Nail for the correct shoes and pads you need, as well as specialty products. Check them out online at hoofnail.com. Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies. All the supplies you need to get the horse done right.
When the Dawson Creek Fall Fair fires up on August the 4th, it's a sure bet that you'll want to go because there's so much to see and do. The excitement of the Chuck Wagons, Wrangler Pro Rodeo, and West Coast Amusements, to name a few. Plus Dallas Smith, the Agriculture and Draft Horse Events, West Water and Hall Coast Entertainment, Amusements. And fireworks make the price of admission seem small. But what if you didn't even have to worry about that?
Yeah.
WPCA, the Chuck Wagon Radio Network, Dawson Creek Exhibition, and the George Dawson Inn are hosting a contest open to everyone. And the winner gets a free ticket to everything plus gas money to travel. Enter
Shit.
At DawsonCreekFair.com.
I'm going to enter. I need
Wagon Racing involves friends,
fucking $400 in gas money to get to Calgary.
The Rick and Sue Fraser Chuckwagon Racing Team is excited and pleased to participate in this year's Rangeland Derby and looks forward to seeing you on the WPCA Tour this summer.
Rick and Sue Fraser Chuckwagon Racing Team Fraser. 23 would like to thank Northwell Oilfield Hauling, Terracore Rentals, Direct Horizontal
Tonight they're closing
drilling,
the freeway
and these sponsors
from 1 to 3 a.m. according
not
to this sign.
Chuckwagon Racing.
We've got to get out of here before 1 a.m.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between.
Snickers bars!
Runs on agriculture. And here at Ag Day,
Snickers bar futures are down a half dollar.
Analysts track the markets.
The December payday contract
and sustainability
is
and live the country lifestyle.
Looking pretty good here.
In rural America. Listen to Ag Day at 8 a.m. Eastern each weekday right here on Rural Radio. A great Western tradition. The Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. Live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
And welcome back to Wagon Chatter at Stampede Park in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This is being presented by the WPCA. Zooms and Bomb. Kennedy, who is our color man, and Leo Tournier, our analyst, and statistician Norm Braver. Let's start with Leo Tournier. Welcome back. Nice to have you on the broadcast again tonight. Is this almost
again
ideal weather, 19 degrees Celsius, about 65 Fahrenheit?
Oh, for sure. It's just right. It's not overly hot. The horses aren't going to heat up before the race. It's going to make it for nice racing tonight.
And we're midway through. That means they've reseeded John Kennedy. Well, how's that going to affect the overall situation? Different competitors in different heats now.
Yes, they've been reseeded based upon their running time up for the first four nights, not counting their penalties. So you've got the fastest wagons in the last heat, in the ninth heat, and so on back through to the very first heat where there's a couple of fellows there with a no time. But it'll be very competitive because all four wagons are very equal in time up to this point in time of the show.
The numbers man is Norm Braybrook. Norm, Kim had already alluded to the fact we might come very close to that track record, which is, what, 109 and 58, I believe, Jason Glass earlier in the week. Do you see that happening again tonight?
Yeah, 109.38 is the new track record, and you know, it's with the track conditions that they have now, there's a lot of speedy wagons out there, right barrel turning. I think it could be done tonight.
Look at the guys in the aggregate now. That means the times all added together after 4 days. You got Kurt Benzminer, Aubrey Montewillo, Mike Vegan, and Colt Cosgrave. Any surprises in that group?
No, not really. You know, like the...
No, I got nothing to say. I don't know why we're even talking. Wagon chatter is a real bust today. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Really coming along. Peaky right here in Calgary is looking like now. And no, it's not a big surprise to see. And, you know, there's new faces up there, too, eh?
Leo, they call it the crying hole, and it belongs to Jamie Lavicane right now. He's outside the top four, but interestingly enough, the format here allows the top eight to get in, so that could go all the way to Jamie Lavicane, Vern Nolan, Logan Gorst, or even Kelly Sutherland, who's won it 12 times. If you're guy number nine, Gary Gorst, what's your thinking tonight?
Well, you got to go.
You got to get up to eighth. You got to get into eighth place, at least eighth place. That's what he's thinking tonight. He's thinking, what can I do to get out of the
spot?
Not in the top eight is probably what he's thinking.
Right. So you.
I got to race good. He's thinking, I got to race fast. All right, try to win my races.
Go as fast as you can.
And does barrel draw? In other words, if you're off one, two, three, or four, do you like one better than the other, or do you change your strategy?
Well, you know, you're you got to realize you're hooked to the same guy for four nights, so everybody gets the same fair rounds on the barrels. But when you got a nice track the way it's looking right now, it's dry, it looks like it's going to be a fast night, you better capitalize on it as much as you can, because tomorrow it could be 6 inches of rain sitting there, and that could change the whole ball game altogether.
John Kennedy, does the interest start to really pick up, not only from our listenership and fans who either listen streaming and participate on social media, but look at the stands tonight and the standing room crowd, probably the best all week so far.
No, interest doesn't raise because it's still Chuck Wagon Racing, you know.
People standing, but,
and, you know, no one really wants to see it because it's, you know, it's not even the rodeo. Like, you go to see the rodeo, they get knocked off the horses and bulls, you know.
Making that top eight, but also make the top 16. Top 16 get invited back for next year. So that's very important to the people as well. So they're all kind of looking at where do I stand and how do I get to that next good run.
Thank you, John Kennedy, Leo Turney, Norm Brentbrook. We'll hear more from them in just a few minutes. These Calgary Stampede CRN broadcasts are presented by the following longtime broadcast partners: Stormfront Promotion, celebrating 15 years of taking your promotional world by storm. You can visit them online at stormfrontpromo.com. Ralph's Motorsport, check out Canada's largest Arty Cat megastore at ralphsmotorsports.com. And Wrangler, the official jeans and shirts of the Calgary Stampede. Jayco Welding and Consulting, the steel fabrication experts. Visit Jayco Welding, that's just J-A-C-O welding.com. And Dawson Creek Exhibition Association, presenting the greatest show in the piece, August 4th through the 9th. Visit DawsonCreekFair.com.
Now, the Calgary Stampeders present Horseography, a look at the athletes that put everything they have into doing what they do best. Chuck Wagon Racing.
Our feature horse on the Calgary Stampeders Horseography is Roger Moore's Arizona's Dream. This 11-year-old bay gelding was purchased in the fall of 2008 from Marquis Downs Racetrack in Saskatoon after a relatively unspectacular racetrack career that saw him win just two races. Arizona proved to be a natural leader after making the switch to the Chuck Wagons in 2009 by leading Roger to numerous show titles on the CPCA circuit as well as the 2013's Pinoca Stampede title in his second year on the WPCA Pro Tour.
Well, this is Arizona's Dream. Bought him in Saskatoon off a small lady. She was training him there, and the horse got led to the walker when I was there trying to buy horses in the fall. When I seen him that day, I thought to myself, if this guy don't make a wagon horse, I don't know what would. He's never made much money on the racetrack, and he was kind of outlawed, actually, from the track, barred off it. So this horse isn't a very big horse, but he's got a huge heart. Like, just an example of a horse getting a second chance in life, you know.
Yeah, because otherwise I was going to kill it, you know.
Snowbird's Arizona Dream, but for Roger
I was going to eat the
horse.
I figured, you know,
the WPCA Pro Tour.
Maybe didn't get that second chance in life.
Arizona was named the 2014 WPCA Equine Outfit of Excellence Champion Left-Hand Leader.
Horseography is presented by the Calgary Stampeders Football Club. Visit stampeders.com and get your tickets today.
This wraps up World Professional Chuck Wagon Association Wagon Chatter. Coming up, the thunder and excitement of the race.
Like, there are people behind the scenes who work on this full time that are just like, yo, yeah, I work for the fucking building, Chuck Wagon Radio Network. Yeah, that's my full time gig.
You'll need to be connected to an electricity
provider. And I love it.
We're Fortis Alberta, and we are that provider. We'll get you connected and make sure your power is always there. And we'll do it safely and reliably, with the expert resources and experience to deliver on your electricity needs. Connect with us at 310 Wire, and we'll get you properly connected. Fortis Alberta, our promise is your power.
There was a time when all you needed in the West was one good horse. But today, it takes 397 horsepower from an available Duramax diesel and Allison transmission, along with a best-in-class 19,600-pound conventional towing and 7,374-pound payload. It's the 2015 Sierra HD from GMC, official vehicle of the 2015 World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. Saddle
up
your GMC dealer or albertagmc.com.
Looking down the road, I see a lot of farming, ranching, trucking, and communities that are changing what it means to work and live in rural Alberta.
For UFA members and customers, it's a long way from 1909 to 35 farm and ranch supply stores and over 100 petroleum agencies. But the rural pride and the passion for agriculture that built UFA then are the same values building our future today. My future, my life, out here with UFA.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we'll catch up on the latest headlines from around the organization and talk with three brand new advisors from the Guthrie, Oklahoma FFA chapter. Then we'll sit down with Greg Reed, former state FFA vice president for Maine. And finally, we'll learn about a joint diversity project between the FFA and Toyota. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio.
A great Western tradition, the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Across North America, from coast to coast, welcome to night number 5 of the Calgary Stampede GMC Rangeland Derby here at the Eye on the Sky at Stampede Park in Calgary. Almost a perfect evening. They call it a great night for racing. Heritage Park Historical Village, current race time temperature 19 degrees Celsius. That's about 66 Fahrenheit. Heritage Park Historical Village, over 50 years in Calgary, Canada's largest living history museum. You can visit them online at heritagepark.ca.
It'd be more perfect if I had a stack of pancakes up here with me.
Shout out to a longtime great friend of Chuck Wagon Racing, Rick Smith, who managed Heritage Park for many, many years, John.
Yes, he did. Wonderful fellow. Rick has had his health issues over the last few years, but he's been a great supporter of not only the Calgary Stampede, but a supporter of the WPCA tour as well. And just a great citizen.
Well, our thoughts are with you, and hope that you're feeling better real soon. Rick Smith, longtime supporter of our sport. Heat number 1, they are in different seats.
Oh, man, what happened to Rick Smith?
Can I ask Leo about that, because you've been through this as a driver. They juggle it around looking at the times, put the slower ones in the early heats and the faster ones in the last couple of heats. How do you feel lining up against different competition?
Oh, I guess as a driver, sometimes it's good if, you know, you get hooked in the right position, where if you can be on the inside of a real hard-turning outfit, then you might be able to hold a rail a little more, right? But you don't know. It's also...
Got him in his lane, Bremner, SNL, Lavalin. Barrel number 3, their draw tonight.
Barrel 4 is BJ Carey, driving for Professional Excavators. And heat number 1 is brought to us by CarStar Collision and Glass Service. Let CarStar make your auto glass accidents unhappen. Call 1-800-CARSTAR today.
If you're checking out Chuck Wagon Racing for the very first time, and we'll tell you who all our partners are, delighted to have you listening wherever you are across North America.
Yeah, it is my first time, so please tell me who all the partners are.
Away as Central America.
Now they I don't even know where that is.
And that's after what we call a practice turn. So they do it in reverse order. Whoever lines up at barrel number 4, in this case, BJ Carey, comes back in first. Lane Bremner is then second. Shane Nolan, who lines up at barrel number 2, will be third to pull back into position. They line up at the barrels and wait for the horn, and that's what Dave Galloway at barrel number 1 is going to do. And then we go to Les McIntyre to call heat number 1.
There's the horn, and the charge is underway. Outliders mount up as Stoves go in, and look at Shane Nolan beat the pack to the track as he takes Big Heart and Mavericks to a big lead along that rail position with Lane Bremner and his SNC Lavin outfit moving right in along the stove rack of Shane Nolan. Then you go back another length or so, and you'll see Dave Galloway with RDL Transportation. And now B.J. Carey, the Lloydminster Lion King, is growling around the outside, and he is gaining on our leaders with every stride. But up in front, last year's Canadian Pro High Point champion, Shane Nolan. He's got his act together tonight. He's gliding into that third turn, a length and a quarter ahead of Lane Bremner. And Dave Galloway and B.J. Carey stalking him from the backside as they set up for the home stretch drive. Calgary, it's your turn to come alive. Shane Nolan, southbound and down. They're not going to catch him tonight. He's looking back for two red-shirted outliners. They're looking good, and here comes Lane Bremner with a late charge. Too little, too late. Shane Nolan gets there ahead of Lane Bremner. Look at this. B.J. Carey inches ahead of Dave Galloway at the wire with his RDL Transportation wagon.
He might be back in heat number one, but he's looking for some day money, and he sets the pace with a great skin of the barrels off the number two setting. Shane Nolan goes barrel to barrel in heat number one, and looks like he has unofficially taken it.
Yeah, he was well up in front all the way around. He was never, ever headed in that race. He had a great turn. He got out ahead of Dave Galloway and got the rail easily, and away he went. Nobody caught him.
Now, we give the judges a chance to review on videotape and also correspond with each of their corner judges to make sure that there wasn't anything that's not in the books, or if they're in the books that they aren't infractions. Once they have that all reviewed, they'll pass those running times along to Norm Braybrook, our statistician. Norm will share them with us. So as soon as he signals,
I can't wait to hear Norm read
I'll
those numbers.
You with all of those results, and we'll hear them now.
Some of the best number reading I've ever heard.
One heat delay until we can pass those along, but heat number two coming up right around the corner. Looks like ideal track conditions for tonight. Not even dust flying, so they had to water a bit. The Harrell. And, of course, as you point out, they want to re-groom the track to make sure that it is safe and in good condition for the drivers, not only in heat number one, but through the other eight heats right through till number nine. Looking at those track conditions, heat number one, Leo, your comments as we get started, day number five.
Well, it looks good so far.
Back to you.
It looks like it's going to be another fast night, you know, 1:11:42 on the unofficial time board. So it looks like it's going to be a good night.
When you come up barrel number two, are you a little surprised if you can get that jump enough that you can grab the rail?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes, I guess, yes. Yeah, you're always...
Have you ever seen this sport
gunning,
before?
...gunning off the four barrel to get the rail just as much as you're gunning off the one. The one, you're guaranteed the rail whether somebody's in front of you or not. The other barrels, you got to out-turn.
Relatively deep infield here at Stampede Park in Calgary because they have the rodeo in the afternoon and they have about two dozen bucking chutes that will keep the horses from running too far east, as it were, onto the infield. But lots and lots of room for barrel position, so number four could be almost straight up and down the track. And I like the way some of the guys can cut the four barrel and head for the number one turn.
Yeah, it is good, for sure. It is.
Sure, yeah, like I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Deeper than probably two, because by the skid marks on two, it looks like the back end of the wagon actually skids in a little bit. So the infield itself is pretty hard. And then the guys off the four barrel, they got on the track where the rodeo people aren't so much on it, I guess, working as much there.
Is that a big job to re-groom the infield where the top barrels are traditionally set after a rodeo in the afternoon? Because obviously the steer wrestlers, the cap ropers, even the barrel racers like a little thicker surface, a little smoother.
Oh, they do.
Finish.
They definitely do.
Yeah, probably is. I don't know. I'm not a track guy at all, but
I don't know shit,
sure,
man.
You know, because everybody needs different surfaces. But obviously Calgary's doing a pretty good job because I don't hear anybody complaining.
Still weed in the parking lot. I don't know why I'm even here.
I don't know what's happening in the rodeo.
You just asked me if I wanted to come talk about barrels.
111 and a half.
Horses, and I thought, well,
heat number one.
I mean, sure.
Best time last night was a 1:10:33. Cody McCurr with his Rocky Mountain Catering Company turned that in, John.
Yeah, and the track, because we had a little bit of rain last night, the track got a little bit greasier, a little bit slower coming out of the infield, probably.
All right. As they get ready, they'll be just finishing up, cleaning up in the back. They're actually adding a little bit of water to it. But a great time, of course, for us to take a moment and tell you about the CRN Online, where you can visit ChuckWagonRadioNetwork.com.
Follow us on
Twitter and like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments and suggestions or questions about Chuck Wagon Racing.
Walkabout Hats is pleased to present tonight's Calgary Stampede Fun Fact.
We all go on a walkabout at some point in our life. It's just a question of when, where to, and for how long. We don't know the answer, but we all will take this journey. To simply ask these questions is a walkabout in itself. It's not just a journey in body, but in spirit, mind, and soul. As we say down under, carry on, mate. It's good as gold. Since 1992, Walkabout has been making exotic, unique, and amazing one-of-a-kind premium hats in Australia and California, built to last the test of time. Our rodeo, ladies, men's, and kids' hats are beautifully designed and will complement your outfit for any occasion. Whatever the walkabout, we have the right hat for you. Come say g'day at walkabouthats.com or at the Calgary Stampede at our locations in the Grandstand, Nashville North, Weedickville, or the BMO Centre. Walkabout hats, tough as nails.
I'm Billy Melville with this Calgary Stampede fun fact. Tom Dorchester, Tom Glass, Dallas Dorchester, Kelly Sutherland, Buddy Benzmiller, Jerry Bremner, Hugh Sinclair, and Jason Glass are the only Cowboys to win the Calgary Stampede Championship as a driver and as an outrider. Buddy Benzmiller is the only one to win as a driver before winning it as an outrider.
Back at Stampede Park in Calgary.
That was a fun fact. You were right.
Just a beautiful evening. Not overly hot, but not cool at all. 19 degrees Celsius, 66 Fahrenheit. That's just about ideal or perfect weather for Chuck Wagon Racing. One of the great, great sights that you will see at the Calgary Stampede is the big horse hitch. John, tell us about what the fans that are here tonight have a gorgeous chance to get great pictures of.
It's an all-time stagecoach with an eight-horse, eight-up hitch. Clydesdales or perch runs, I'm not sure which, from this distance. And there's got to be at least, 10 or 12 people loaded on top, and about that many loaded inside.
Wow.
So it's, I guess they're big enough and strong enough they can haul that many people pretty easily. But
if you're across North America and you're trying to visualize this, here's some beautiful, beautiful Percherons or Clydesdale-sized horses pulling this old stagecoach, and it looks like the old U.S. Canada Post mail service wagons that used to run around the Old West, but it is very much a part of the heritage of our sport, rodeo and chuck wagon racing.
Absolutely, that's quite the old stagecoach.
And it kept in gorgeous shape, too. You almost are a little envious of the people that get a chance to ride out there and wave their cowboy hats to what is going to be a thunderous crowd tonight, in excess of 20,000. Leo, let's go back to you for a moment. Did you like racing in front of the larger crowds? I know that on each of the circuits, the CPCA and the WPCA, there are some nights that there's maybe 500 or 1,000 fans in the stand. No night that there's probably less than between 15 and 20,000 here at Stampede Park. So that's got to be a highlight in itself, Leo.
Every time you went out there, where I was, like myself personally, I was focused on what I was doing when I was out there driving. You never noticed it. But I always remember the first year I outrode in Calgary. Me and my brother were here, and we were blowing an outfit out on a track in the morning. And you actually, when there's no people in the grandstand, you see how large it really is out there. That gives you a shiver down your back, but when it's time to go to races, you don't even notice it.
We talk about the short interval that you're actually out where the fans can see you, maybe 5 to 7 minutes at max. Even the running time is less than a minute and a half almost on every track. But the day really starts anywhere from about 5:30 in the morning, feeding the horses, watering them, walking them. And then you guys use the term blow them out. That's actually a practice run. It's almost like time trials in auto racing.
Kind of, yeah. Well, what we say that is basically, in order to keep fit, it's just like a runner going out there and have to basically sprint to stay in shape. Or you're also, when you're blowing a horse, sometimes it's training to see where they're going to work the best on the wagon. So you just get out up early in the morning, you go out on a track when nobody's there, and you give them a try and see, well, maybe we can get them in a race already or not, right?
If you get to a big show like Calgary, Calgary, like Pinoca, like Edmonton, where they used to run the wagons, and may again, I understand, possibly. I wonder if you're starting to think, I've got to go with the trusted ones, or would you still take a chance of maybe bringing one of the new ones you bought over the winter in and hook them as a right leader or maybe as a right wheeler?
Well, usually on a big show like that, you don't want to be trying to move the green horses in. You want to be pretty set here, especially when you're running on the top end. But if you're running at the low end and your main horses aren't getting you where you need to be, well, then you're maybe more willing to try something like that.
I need to blow one of the other horses.
When they reseat, might you be more inclined to try an experiment like that?
Clearly.
If you're heat, say, 1, 2, and 3, as opposed to being under the gun in 7, 8, and 9?
Pretty much, yeah. And depends where you are in the average and everything, yeah.
John, you've been around the horses for so many years, watching them develop and watching the drivers.
How many horses have you blown, John?
Sell them off. And by the way, talking about selling them off, we're losing one of the greats. Jerry Bremner is selling all of his horses, his wagon and everything, on Saturday. That must be,
I would think,
an emotional rush for him this week. He's twisted in every which way, trying to figure out, how do I really feel about this? But he's made the decision, he's announced it, and he talked about it last night. Jerry, thank you for so many years of being a great, great sport for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry's been a great competitor over the years. And I imagine he and Donna did a lot of soul searching over that. And I imagine they brought JC into the equation, their daughter as well. It's a family sport. It's a family decision. I think he feels comfortable with it. He'll be very emotional on Sunday night, I'm sure. All of a sudden, this might be the last one he ever drives. And that's got to really, when he's sitting in the wagon box after the race is over, he's got to think, wow, that was it.
I am sure. And, of course, prematurely last year, we said goodbye to Tim Haraldson. He had planned on doing exactly the same thing. The Melfort Saskatchewan Chuck Wire driver was actually winding his career down at the end of the Calgary Stampede. An injury one year ago today put him in the Foothills Hospital, and he never did complete the week.
No, he didn't. He did have an auction for his outfit at the end of the week, so he fulfilled that part of his plan. And, you know, it was very unfortunate, but I think Tim is, and from what I understand, in terms of a couple of injuries I heard, he's very happy. He's got a nice life now, so things are good for him.
And he's doing some judging. Just to bring our listeners up to date, if you're wondering why a little bit longer interval between heats 1
yeah,
and 2,
the fuck's
they
going
actually
on?
Re-harrowed the track and they brought the water truck out. So the arena judges have just now signaled for the outriders and the wagons to make their way up the track. And that means we're just approaching heat number 2. On day number 5, heat number 2 features Dallas Dick and Thermal Systems, barrel number 1.
Okay, barrel number 2, Mitch Sutherland, and he's driving for Independent Supply Company and Division of Demco Corporation.
What a great season. He's at One High River, and he has been in the spotlight all season long. Right beside him is a guy who's threatening to maybe shut it down in the next couple of years. We'll hear from him later on. Ray Mintswing and Westfield Oil, and they are on barrel number 3 tonight.
Barrel number 4 is Doug Irvine, and Dougie is driving for B&R Eccles Transport Limited, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year.
Wagons doing their practice run again, and the purposes of that, of course, is to give not only the horses but even the drivers and the assistant drivers a chance to see what the footing is like.
Absolutely. And heat number 2 is brought to us by Fortis Alberta, where our promise is your power.
Looks like a long run to the top barrel off the number 1 setting, and that would be probably the furthest actual distance in meters or in feet and yards if you measure it that way and like to. Number 2 is slightly shorter, and then 3 and 4 look awfully close to being about the same thing, maybe 15 feet or about 5 meters apart.
Right. The big thing is they're all equal distance from the finish line. That's why it's set that way. Everybody has to run exactly the same distance around the track.
Ideally, if you can get to the rail, though, the distance, and this is a slightly shortened 5/8 of a mile track here at Stampede Park because of the new Angrium facility that was built. So it's about 20 or 25 feet shorter than it used to be as the wagons pulled back into position. Here comes Doug Irvine, Raymond Swing right beside him to line up at barrel number 3. Mitch Sutherland, the High River champion at barrel number 2. And the last one to move into position will be Dallas Dick with his Thermal Systems wagon. Once he's in position, we go to the voice.
Is that guy's real name Dallas Dick?
Here's Les McIntyre. Oh, little problem on heat barrel number four.
There's the horn and the charge is underway. Wait. Ray Mintswing quick on that number three barrel, and there goes Doug Irvine to the outside.
What happened?
Run,
what happened?
Boy, run.
What happened to barrel four?
Getting a little western down there in the infield as we got three wagons across the track with Mitch Sutherland, EMCO Corporation, down on that rail position, and outside of him, Ray Mintswing with West Oilfield.
Yes, and please shout out their sponsors.
Town, his heart stops, Sandy, go for it.
We wouldn't be able to know who was winning the race if you didn't.
Check out Doug Irvine now. Doug is running third behind the pack of Mitch Sutherland and Ray Mintswing. Doug is closing ground, and in behind him is the come-from-behind specialist, Dallas Dick.
Dallas Dick is definitely the come-from-behind specialist. Of fucking course, Dallas Dick is your come-from-behind specialist.
Firecracker is around the fourth and final turn. The
Christ.
Cheer, the quicker they'll get here.
This is filthy radio.
Corporation to the inside. Ray Mintswing and West Oilfield coming at it from the outside. Doug Irvine trying to come up the middle to split the difference. But it is Mitch Sutherland, Ray Mintswing, Doug Irvine, and Dallas Dick will roll in to be fourth in a well-driven heat number two.
And, of course, we got a red-shirted outrider who had to walk his horse around the top barrel, which made for some delays and a tough start for Dallas Dick as he took his barrel tonight, John.
Absolutely. Hit the top barrel. I think the adventure in the infield that outrider had, his horse, just before the horn went, decided it didn't want to go to the track, just wanted to back away from the wagon, and the poor outrider, he got caught in the middle of all the traffic. And he was lucky he never got run over, but he got away with it. He had to walk around the barrels and got on, and he was late. But other than that, as I say, it was quite an adventure for him.
We'll wait for the times on that one just now. I have been notified we actually do have some times, as we promised. They're usually about a heat behind, so let's go to our statistician, Norm Braybrook, in heat number one.
Wrangler, long lip cowboy, winning heat number one.
I'm sorry, what?
Nolan with a 1-11-11. That's 1-1-1-1, Shane Nolan. Second place is Lane Bremner. He has 1-11-78. 1-1-1-78, Lane Bremner. B.J. Carey was third with a 1-13-43. 1-1-3-4-3, B.J. Carey. Fourth, Dave Galloway with a 1-13-51. 1-1-3-5-1, Dave Galloway. Heat number one for Wrangler.
Thank you, Norm. Ray Brook, looks like we're going to have a number of times in that 1-11 margin, because our unofficial scoreboard clock tells us that First Wagon getting back was also in the 1-11 margin.
Yeah, below 1-11, so pretty much the same running time as the first heat, probably.
It's Pan Appreciation Day, Monday, July the 13th. That's the day after the Calgary Stampede closes down, but at McMahon Stadium, you can watch the Stamps take on the Toronto Argonauts and have a chance to win team jerseys, Stamps, Bucks, pregame, sideline passes, and much more. Visit stampeders.com to get your tickets today. Calgary Stampeder Football Club, proud sponsors of the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
I'm Jim Ryan, weekdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, on The Pulse. I'm the human being behind The Pulse that picks the music. The Pulse is pop music from people who want to stay in touch with what's happening in music.
Yeah.
They're not little kids. I take pride in finding new music and finding something.
Yeah, these are guys that I want the audience to find.
It has to flow together and mesh well.
And pop music for me.
It takes a lot of hands-on work to make that happen. I'm Jim Ryan. You'll find me weekday afternoons on The Pulse, Channel 15, and on the SiriusXM app.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Kenyon from Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Please join Amy Wilson and me weekday afternoons, 6 o'clock Eastern, for the Western Sports Roundup. From rodeo to PBR to the athletes making headlines in the show ring and the personalities behind the buckles. Please join Amy Wilson and me for the Western Sports Roundup, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, Monday through Friday, only on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
A great Western tradition. The Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. Live on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to the Chuck Wagon Radio Network's Calgary Stampede edition of the GMC Rangeland Derby. We're at the Eye of the Sky at Stampede Park in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Interact with the CRN. Online, you can check us out, Chuck Wagon Radio Network. Those are all small letters, and they're crunched together, no spaces. So it's ChuckWagonRadioNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Do not capitalize the letters in that URL.
We'd love to hear your comments and suggestions.
They're all small letters.
Or questions about Chuck Wagon Racing, and we've had a few neat ones come in. Favorite sport, said one rider. It's fun, it's exciting, and a huge adrenaline rush. I'd like watching how hard those horses work for their drivers and how hard the drivers work for their horses. I enjoy the joy of the passion of a sport that everyone seems to love.
I enjoy the joy of the passion of the sport. Is that really what that guy just fucking said?
Great comments from some of the listeners. It's great to see that the passion that people have.
Leo, something that's kind of neat. A lot of the drivers are now running Facebooks. They've got websites of their own where they post. Seen some of the guys even take those GoPro cameras, attach them to their helmets or their hard hats or around the rim of their cowboy hat. And some pretty neat visual perceptions that we're getting from cowboys that are willing to do that, because you don't get to sit in the box. Well, you did, but we don't.
Yeah, well, it is good. It is good for, especially for spectators, to see what it looks like and feel the behind the horses and see what the actual race is like out there. Actually, I would like to have the cam on that poor outrider there that did a lot of dodging before. Like, you know, I watched that heat, and you guys don't give him enough credit. He did an amazing job out there. He dodged two wagons, two lead teams, and he still got on his horse. So that's why you hire professionals to do that job.
And that's why we have a professional color man, an analyst, along with us, Leo. We do appreciate those little things that you guys can pick up. We're broadcasters. We look at it from the eye on the sky, but you see the workings, the mechanics of the sport, and we so appreciate that perspective on our broadcast here. Well, we're getting ready for heat number three, and it'll have Jordy Fike, who's had quite a year on his own circuit with Shaw GMC Chevrolet Buick, barrel number one.
Barrel number two is Chad Harden, driving for Bennett Jones, LLP.
And right beside him, Chance Vegan, the former Outrider, and now holding the reins with a Willow Park Wines and Spirits wagon at barrel number three.
Barrel number four is Troy Dorchester, driving for CarStar Collision and Glass Service. And heat number three is brought to us by Redneck Barbie, from horse to horsepower in the heart of Uptown Pinoca at Bruce's True Hardware. Get your shine on with Redneck Barbie.
Outriders are
get your shine on, don't you know?
Pacing around, just awaiting the return of the wagons, which have already done their practice run, and they move back into position again. It is Troy Dorchester who will be back first in place with his car steer at barrel number four. Chance Vegan, farmer outrider, at barrel number three with his wagon, the Willow Park Wines, and then Bennett Jones and Chad Harden just pulling up to barrel number two. Jordy Fike got a High River Alberta, and Shaw GMC at barrel number one. Here again, Miss McIntyre.
There's a horn, and the charge is a quick one. Three out of four is not bad. Oh, Chad Harden KOs another barrel, and there goes Jordy Fike. Shaw GMC Chevrolet Buick out of town in a hurry with Chad Harden. One horse length ahead of him to the outside. Chad's got a penalty hanging on him. And then you go inside, backside, you find Chance Vegan. Willow Park Wines and Spirits, he's about to become uncorked and crank up the speed.
Nope.
And in behind Troy Dorchester, CarStar Collision and Glass up on the front end. It is Shaw GMC and Jordy Fike, leaders in the industry. Jordy has him leaders into that third turn, taking back that lead from Chad Harden. And here comes Chance Vegan. I told you he was going to come uncorked with his Willow Park Wines and Spirits.
Yes, keep saying it.
He's gaining with every...
It's great stuff. Well, sadly, we're not going to see how Heat 3 went down. But that's okay. You guys have a good night. And keep it locked. Stay tapped in on device on the Chugwagon Radio Network.